This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Hadakin. Dakin means small. Literally, dakin means thin. In this case, it means small in terms of volume. Hadakin shebe klei cheres. Small klei cheres. Small kelim made out of cheres. V'karkaroseihem. It's an interesting word. We'll have it other times. Karkaroseihem means miloshin like karka. It's related. It means the base of it, the bottom of the klei cheres. V'dofneseihem. The walls of a kli cheres, yoishvin shaloi misumochim. They broke, and now they could hold on to something. They have a koyach to. They have a kli kibul without being propped up by something. Sometimes you have a shard, you have a piece of kli cheres. It can hold something unless it's propped up by something else. That would not give it a shame kli by itself. Here we're talking about something which is taka broken, but it has a kli kibul onto its own. It's Yeshu Shalem Yisumachim. Shi'uron, the shear of these Shivrei Kli Cheres, the Loshon Chazal have, which we'll call it that, is called Gistra. That's why it's called the Loshon Chazal. Gistra means something that's broken. Kli Cheres that's broken. The shear of its Kabbalah's Tuma is Michdei Sichas Cotton. Is as much as you would need. It has to hold enough volume. Let's say you're talking about a kli that has liquid in it. Enough that you'd be able to take the liquid that's inside to smear oil or lotion or something like that over an aver cotton. Sichas cotton is a shear that you have in Shabbos, also legabi hoitzo. And over there, what it means is sichas aver cotton shebe cotton. It means even a tinik ben yamid, the smallest figure. It's a very, very small amount. And this shear is said up to, we're talking about a kli that broke, it's a small kli, it's dakin. A small kli up to the point where that kli is a loig. There are many, many kedei sichas cottons in a loig. A loig is a sizable amount. So we're talking about up to, very small kelim, up to a very large amount. And it's mekabel tuma. What the subject of this mission is, Mikan Ve'elech in the mission will be details, and we'll learn those. But before that, let's concentrate on the klal. Vashteito, that there's a klal, this is what's Mekabel Tumah. There are three shittas, two main shittas and a das yochid. The shita of the Rav, and it's Mavur and the Rash, and the Rosh, it comes from Rashi Chum Dafnu and Dalid, that the shir that we're talking about over here is not only by broken kelim. How big does a kli have to be in order to be mekabel tuma? Even small kli cheres, a mekabel, even if it's not broken, it was made that way originally. It's also when it's broken, and we'll see the hemshech hamishnah, we'll see why it's negeh that it's broken. But this is the shir of a kli cheres. Tosfos over there in Chulin Daf Nedal is Matmian Rashi. Lo metzinu, go through Shas. It doesn't say any place that there's a shir, a minimal amount of room. That a shear that the kli cheres has to have in order to be roy the kabel tuma. In fact, they bring that there's a mishnah in the 17th perek later on in the Sechas Kelim that a clay kibul could be even lamashal a kid uses a small shell or something of a knot and is miyachid it in order to scoop out sand. It becomes a kli as a base kibul. There is no minimal shear on kelim. This is Taisus Kasha, and this seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam holds that there is no shear, the minimal amount of kli. The shear over here is something unique. Hayyos, we're talking about something that broke, like we're saying, we're talking about Gistra, Shivrei kli. So it doesn't have a shame of a kli sholim because it's only broken pieces of a kli. Broken pieces of a kli, when could it still be called? That it's a kli, has the chshivas of a kli, that it has the status of a kli, only when it has a certain amount of minimal shear, but the kli, if it was designed that way, it could be minimal. This is the shita of the Rambam, with him the Ramban, the Ran, the Goin, that the etzim shir kabbalas tum is bekolshu, and it's only over here, gabi shivir kelim. In order to be matzdik, the Rashi, and the Rash, and the Rav, what we'll have to say is that the shir of a kli cheres, which is kedei sichas koton, obviously is only halach and klicheres, kimavu and al mishnah, that's what we're talking about, as opposed to kliates and other types of kelim. Other types of kelim, the chshivus of the kli inherently is enough to render it a kli, even though it's b'mashu. Masha'en gana klicheres, a klicheres taka needs a certain chshivus, and because of that, it's only when it has a certain amount of minimal share. There's a third shita, which just proves what we just said in the second shita. There's a Raivin in Teres Kehanim that understands that also this is a din in Dafkin Kli Cheres. Nishnodem, it's Mufurish in the Teres Kehanim that there's a drosha here. The Teres says, V'chol Kli Cheres, there's Kli Cheres. V'chol is Marbe, an extra level. The Raivin holds that Kli Cheres does not have the shear of regular Kehanim. The Raivin says, how much L'chol says in the Mishnah? He says, L'halocha, that the sheer minimum in a klicheres is a revius, which is much bigger than kidei sichaseva cotton. So how are you going to shtim the ravid with the Mishnah? So that the Mepharshim say, what you're going to have to say is that we're talking over here about a large kli. It was already mekabel tumah. The shayla is legabi the shviro, when that's called shivrei kelim, that it loses its pokat the tumah. On that, it's not enough that it's less than a revius. You want to know when to be miyakel kli cheres. If it's less than a revius, then it doesn't have the chshivus of a kli. That's what the Ravid holds. But if it already had a chshivus of a kli, and it was already tomei legabi shvir, legabi ois, legabi bing mafkia, on that it has to be less. Clearly, you'll have to say, vis-a-vis the discussion that we had in the previous Mishnah, is that he holds that it's not automatic that when something is ois kli, it becomes poka de tomo. You have to a maise shvir. The maise shvir has to completely destroy it. That being said, the Maisa Kli completely destroying it, it has to be less even than that, even a sheer minimum of Kedei Sichas Kotten. That's where you'll explain the three sheets in the Mishnah. In any case, what the Mishnah is saying is this sheer, like we said, of a very small Dakin, Mechdei Sichas Kotten Va'ad Loig. Mi Loig Ve'ad So. We'll explain the Mishnah now with the Shita of the Rav, which is that we're talking over here about the size of a kli, and we're talking over here, dafka, about a broken kli. The kli originally has no shear. We're talking over here that shivrei kelim don't have chshivus of a kli unless it's a certain size. That's why there's a shear here. Let's say the kli was not a small kli. We're talking about a large kli. L'chatchilo. And now it broke. The shayla is, at what point do we see the pieces that it shattered into as garbage, and it's ois kli, or we say, look, objectively, pick up the pieces over here on the floor. The pieces over here on the floor, if you'd make a piece of kli cheres this size, it would be able to be mekabel tumah. Let's say we're talking about something quite large, a big, large vat, and it breaks, it shatters into smithereens, but lemaisa, there are some pieces there that are decently sized. To make lechatchil of those pieces, would it be a kli cheres? Yeah, why not? At what point do we see the pieces that the big vat smashed into as just pieces of cheres lying around? At what point do we see them as kelim? So on that, the Mishnah is telling us that if the kli was a small kli to start with, if the pieces are not that big, it's mechdei sichas kotten va'ad loig, it's considered still a kli. Mi loig va'ad so, if the kli originally had been the size of a loig until the size of a saw. Just to put into context, a loig in measurements is 6 kibetzes. So we say, Lamosha, if you want to measure legabi kiddush, let's say you'll say like the bigger shear, like chaznish, kiddush, a revius. A revius, by the way, is a revius of a loig. So a revius of a loig, let's say you call about 5 ounces, so it'll be about 20 ounces. It'll be about 20 fluid ounces in this loig. So it's not that much. It's a pretty small jar. What happens if it's a loig ad so? Now, a so is the bigger measurement. Then a loig is a kav. Bigger than a kav is a so. So a so is 24 loigin. So you're talking about now it's quite a sizable jar. So ad so berevius. A revius with already a piece of gistra from a kli cheres that was from a little bit bigger. The loig was in the bechlal the first year. It's called about loig vad bechlal. From a little bit more than a loig until a saw berevius. Misove atzasayim, which is already quite a big jar. Bachatziloig, it would have to be that big to be considered still something meaningful, not just a piece of tzebrochna kheres. Misosayim v'ad sholosh v'ad chomish soim. Somehow the Mishnah says it that way. It's not the usual lashon. It's not from 2 to 3 until 5. So then it's 2 to 5. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Because generally speaking, this is how big the kelim were. Standard make of kelim was 2 to 3. 5 is already a different make. But all this from 2 to 5, the size that the piece of gistra would have to be in order to retain its status as a kli is beloy divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, normal when a Mishnah says divrei, and the next time Oimer it's a machlokes. Over here, the Mepharshim said there's no machlokes. Rabbi Akiva has a different way of looking at it, but the numbers compute the same. He says like this, Ani any noisim bohem mido, I don't give amounts. It's not totally inexact amounts. Elo, it's totally in the type of kli. The numbers will be the same, but the way he's dividing it is lefi Chazal's understanding, which to us doesn't mean that much, but Chazal had different definitions of type of kelim. Dakin, a small kelim, shebe kli cheres. V'chen karkur esem, this part was said before, v'dof nesem, this is his formula. Yoshin Shalom is welcome, the same protna we had before. Shi'uran Mikhtei Sichas Kotten, like we said before. The Ad Kederis Hadakos, until Kederis, which are somewhat bigger, Dakin are very small, Kederis Hadakos are smaller Kederis, Kederis are bigger, so smaller Kederis are somewhat bigger. Mea Kederis Hadakos, the Ad Chovius Ludiois, the standard issue Chovius that were made in Lud, were the size of what we had before, which is until a saw. So over there, the halach is that's berivi is miludiois vad lachmiois, which means kelim that are made in base lechem. They made larger. The factories in base lechem made larger sizes. That's misovad sosayim. But that's bechatziloig, like we had before. Milachmiois vad chatzovim gedolim. Chatzovim gedolim already means big kadim that were already used for major storage. That's beloig. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Oimer, the very atypical Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is doch the Rebbe of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Kiva. To quote Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel before, and to, with all the details, and then to bring Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's a chiddush, but this is where the Mishnah brings it. And this sounds like a different Messiah. This was Taka Machloikis. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oimer Chatzovim Gedolim, the biggest that we just mentioned from Rabbi Kiva, Shi'uron b'shnei lugin. So he argues on the share of the biggest kelim, how much they need to retain the status of royal kabbal tumah. Ha'pachim ha'glilim v'chevyoinois. Pachim glilim are the like pachim ketanim we have by Yankov Avinu. So we have, they come from Galil. And chevyoinois, which are also very small. Shir karkir esen kol shein. The bottom, the base of these kelim, are kolshkin, are considered kelim that are royal kabbal. So he argues that Gabi the biggest kelim, what the size is. He also argues that Gabi the smallest kelim, and he says with kolshkin, he's talking about the karakur esem as well. Ve'in lem tvanis, because they're so small, the fanois are certainly not going to have any meaningful hishtamshus. What the Mishnah says, kolshkin, which we said, mashuhu, Lemais, if you look in the Mepharshim, the Rav says that Kol Shein Lav Davke means Kedei Sichas Kotten. That means he's not Cholik on that. But he is Cholik on the biggest Kli. So there's a few small details of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. This is where the Rav and the other Rishonim are Mepharshim. The Mishnah, there are deos that have a different way. Now there's one very major point over here to be made. The basic source of the Shmaitz over here is that Kli Cheres, the Shivrei Kli Cheres, Gistro we called it, if the shear of the broken pieces are still b'chdei the size of being a kli, then they're mekabel tumah. Lemaisa, you look at the Rambam Pirushim Shnayis, and the Rambam says this also in Hilchas Kelim Perek Yud Ches, and he says this also in Perek Yud Tes. The Rambam says very clear, kol ha-kelim shenishbu v'nifsedo tzuroson, all types of kelim, ain't shivrei mekabel tumah. You have a big metal kli and it broke. The pieces are still roy to a certain extent to be used as a kli. They're not mekabel tumah. They broke. Chutz mishivre klichei shemayu b'amches haroi lekabel, if it still has enough v'shir to be mekabel, so then harehu mekabel tumash never v'kol klichei, the drasha that we brought before. Sometimes kind of v'kol, it's marba klichei v'kol, an extra level that even shivre kelim. The Raven HaSog says, Masik. Om Avrom, kamani toma alzei, kechol ha-mishnais v'ateseftes meleiz mizeh, sha'akli ha-nishba v'oisim me'in malokha rishoyna, b'kli eit sh'yilei beis kibbol t'meim. There's a halacha that we have many nuschois of. If it's oisim me'in malachton ha-rishoyna, so then it is mekabel tuma. So what is the Rambam talking about? That's only halacha kliches. That's true by every other kli also. So to be miyashiv the Rambam, what you have to say is avada that the halacha over here of klicheres and shivik klicheres is not the same halacha of oisimein malachtoi. One way to do it would be to say oisimein malachtoi means it has to have a similar shnapshus to the original kli, and not it can't be used for any type of kli. It has to be the original shnapshus, and with klicheres you don't need that. Klicheres you need as long as it can be roi lihishnapshus ezehu. But even if it's not me'ein malachtoi. So Reb Chaim in Perek Yutes Hilchos Kelim explains that avada, when you have a piece of kli cheres, a large piece of kli cheres, and it theoretically could be used for something, but it doesn't have a tzuras kli, it's shivrei cheres. It wasn't made into a final product. Avada is not a kabel tum, it's not royal kabel tum, it doesn't have a shame kli. But once something is turned into a kli cheres, the pieces of it exist, a cause of a kol kli cheres, says that even the pieces that are left over from it still have the same kli on it that still retains the ability to be mekabel tumah. And that halach is a bazunder halach in kli cheres, not another kelim. And what Reb Chaim is saying is that by all other kelim, eitz, etzem, etc., the other types of kelim, if they don't have the tzura of a kli, they're not mekabel tumah. If it's not a main malachta, it's not mekabel tumah. Mashenken by kli cheres, the whole kli cheres being mekabel tumah is a chiddush, because kli cheres b'etzem is not a choshev material. So the Torah is mechadish that there's a type of kli called kli cheres. The fact is that when it's already a kli, even though it lost its tzura as a kli, if it's enough that it could function as a kli ches, because it has a kli kibul, even if it doesn't have the tzura of the kli, it's enough to retain its status as a kli ches. Mitoich kli ches being a dova gerua, that's the havana, it has that extra level of chayma that it retains its status as a kli. Now this is l'chera halocha l'gabi be'etzim. Once something doesn't have a tzura of a kli, it's ois kli. There's a halacha legabe kabbalas tuma. Since it was already royal kabbal tuma, it retains that chiddush din because the Torah says v'kol kli cheres. So when you look at the Taz and Arachaim, simakuf nutes legabe nitilas yodaim, he says that ein noitlum b'shivrei kli cheres because it's exes akos legabe kabbalas tuma that it retains its status of a kli, even though it's not oisim ein malachte. But you want to know be'etzem and the shem kli about its ois kli, simeli can wash nitilas yodaim with it. According to the rabbi, there's no makom for this distinction. One other point over here to make is that shivrei kli cheres, the Rash in the Mishnah says that shivrei kli cheres of mekabel tumah, just by the fact of that they used to be part of the kli cheres, they don't need a yichud that the person now is miyachid it for a shimush. It looks like it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Chum Lafayim Gimel, and that Tosfos holds not that way. Tosfos holds that once it was part of the kli cheres, once it broke, so there needs a yichud, because otherwise it would be like any other thing that's not a kli until you miyachin it l'kach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.